Seems like I talk about this at least once a year, but I'm going to do it again anyway because it's come up a number of times as I'm working with people. I'm going to talk today about a different, maybe controversial way of using Google to attract self-storage customers. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. And what I do is I support the small investor who wants to get into self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business, do so strategically in a way that creates true wealth in a fulfilling career. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. And you're going to find out more in this episode about the Inner Circle, which is the community training coaching that I'm offering people who want to take wherever you are to the next level in getting in or being in the self-storage business. So when I'm coaching people on their self-storage journey, I very often will say something like, I reserve the right to be wrong, or I reserve the right to change my mind. I particularly do so in this episode. In fact, I hope I do change my mind. I hope someone changes my mind for me. If you do, you'll have my business for a long time. And what I want to talk about is my approach to using Google to attract self-storage customers. Now, this approach I'm going to advocate in this episode is not for everyone, but it is for anyone. I ultimately took this approach by default because I couldn't use a vendor and get the results that I was after. So let's first talk about the problem, at least as I see it. The problem is we got to use Google. We have to use Google to attract self-storage customers. And not only that, we have to show up on Google above the fold or at the top of Google. Sometimes above the fold means just on the page. You do a keyword search, Google pops up, and there you are. At the very least, not below the maps. So we've got to show up on Google to be relevant, and we got to show up at the top. And not only do we have to show up on Google and show up at the top, we have to show up in a way that actually has people click. And not only do we have to have people click, we have to have people rent. And not only that, in most of our markets, we're competing with big players who have people sitting at desks that do nothing but online market. But that's not the biggest problem. The biggest problem that we have is not that we got to show up on Google, not that we have to show up on the top, not that we have to have compelling copy or photos or banners that have people click, and not that we're competing against big players. The biggest problem we have is that our market area is so small that analytics, the data we get back from Google, it's hard. You really got to work it to be effective using Google. At least it's small for online purposes. If we were marketing to a regional or national audience, like I do with this little online business of speaking out loud about what I'm thinking or what I've learned about the self-storage business, I can have a much larger market. I can be across the entire United States or North America. And there's a lot of people and a lot of clicks. And with all that information, Google works really great for online marketing. You can adjust and tweak your ads because you got a lot of data. You know what's working and not working. If I change a color, if I change a thumbnail, if I change a headline, all of that gives me really good data of which ads are performing. Then I drop the ones that aren't and move on. I could hire an agency, and they could do a really good job of tweaking and adjusting the ads to produce results with a large market area. And with the larger market area, you have more conversions, you're making more money. It makes sense to hire somebody to do that. But let's look at self-storage. So what's your range? You know, how big is your market? Well, in most cases, let's just say 5 miles is your market. How many people live within 5 miles? Let's say 50,000. That's a good market. We own a lot of facilities where there's less than 50,000 people in a 5 mile, but let's say it's 50,000 people. And at any given moment, what, 10%? Maybe 12, but 10% or so, 5,000 of those people have a need for storage. And a lot of those 5,000 people already have storage. So how big is your market, really? So you've got a small market, not a lot of clicks, not a lot of people, and you've got to show up on Google, and you've got to be effective on Google. So what most vendors do is they would tell me, okay, we have three price points. We have a really aggressive marketing. We have kind of moderate marketing, and we have low impact marketing. You tell me what you want to spend. Then they would take that money, figure out maybe keyword search at the time they took my money. Then they would run an ad, run it to the homepage of my website, put that ad in place, and basically spend that money on pay-per-click till it ran out. And when I wasn't getting a lot of move-ins, I would ask them about it, and they would say, well, your click-through rate's pretty good. They're going to your website, so your pricing must be too high. Well, it could have been they didn't like the website. Of course, usually it was the website creators who were doing that for me. Or they might not have liked the text, or they might not have liked the copy, or with the way the ad looked, the website looked different when they got there, so they might have questioned if they were in the wrong place. I mean, there's a million things that could have people not rent, and pricing is always the last thing I ever change. And I get it. I really wasn't paying them enough to do what really needs to be done. What really needs to be done is somebody needs to be monitoring it at least once a week, more if you can, adjusting, tweaking, testing, because we're not getting much data or meaningful data on the analytics from Google because our market's so small. So we've got to really be tweaking, testing, doing different type of campaigns, doing different kind of ad, really working it. Someone needs to work it. To do it right is so cost prohibitive in the self-storage business, because what, 5, 10, 20 move-ins is a big month in most facilities. Well, in the online marketing world, that's nothing. The amount of calories and time and resources to really do it right compared to the number of conversions we get in storage, it's just, we can't pay to do it the way it really needs to be done. So, by default, guess who ends up having to do it? If I want to get some better results, it ended up falling on me. I want to shift gears here real quickly for a minute and talk about a program that's coming out, the Quick Start Inner Circle. You know, it really takes a unique kind of person to go on the self-storage journey. The business is challenging in many ways today, but primarily it's challenging because we do not know where our next challenge is going to come from. You know, and no one really understands the journey that we're on except for another person on the storage journey. Not our significant others, not our closest friends, not our parents. They just don't get what we're up to and what we're going through. It can often occur lonely, like you're all by yourself out there trying to figure this thing out. Where do we turn? Where can we turn? Well, that's what the Inner Circle is all about. It's an easy and safe space for people just like you. I've come to realize that a community interacting with other people on the same journey really propels and speeds up our transition and speeds us on our storage journey. I've done a lot of training, I've done a lot of working with people, but what I found that really supports that a person is much or more than the training I offer is also being in a community where you can bounce ideas off people in real time and see what other people on the same journey as you are doing at this particular moment to deal with what they're going through. We're building an amazing, powerful community here at the Inner Circle. You will be surrounded by people who are on the same journey as you, experiencing the same challenges as you, and will be able to learn from each other. So when you join the Inner Circle, you'll be meeting with other members who are in the Inner Circle. You will have access to training, ongoing training from me and other people in the industry, lots of Q&A time on that training, and in time to get your questions, which you're dealing with, answered. Those will happen twice a month, if not more, every 2 weeks. There will also be office hours where I'll be live and you will be able to ask real questions of what you're dealing with at that particular moment, and I and the other members in the Inner Circle will share. We have a very powerful platform which we're going to host the Inner Circle on, where you will be able to communicate with other members, where you will be able to access all the training and the courses, the software, and where you will go to find out what's going on in the self-storage business. It is a safe place where you will be able to expand your self-storage journey and speed it up and reap the rewards that this fantastic business of self-storage can offer. The platform, the training, the courses, the videos, the office hours, the Q&A sessions, working with other members, all of that's included in your subscription. Now, the Inner Circle isn't for everyone. It's for people who are, one, already in the business and want to expand and grow and accelerate faster and feel like they're all by themselves trying to figure out how to grow or how to run their business. And two, it's for serious people who want to get in the self-storage business. People, like, if you've ever heard yourself saying things like, I'm going to be in the self-storage business by the end of the year, or I'm willing to spend the time, energy, and money it takes to be in the self-storage business. If you've heard yourself saying, or if you've actually said things like that, then you're a serious candidate for the Inner Circle. It's going to be a safe, positive place. There'll be a few rules in place, not many, but we want to keep it safe and positive for the people who are there. And you will be inspired as you see people inside that community grow. So if this sounds like a place you'd want to be, and I'm sure it is, then one, either register below, or two, set up a phone call with me if you have any questions or want to explore further if this is right for you now. The solution, at least as I see it now, is that as a small business owner, as a small investor running storage, and with Google and online marketing being such a vital, important piece today of the success of a project, particularly when you're in lease-up, and everything we do usually involves some form of lease-up, I ended up learning way more about Google Ads than I ever wanted to know. And I still only know a little bit. But here's what I have learned. One, you never figure out what's working, put it in place, then sit back and reap the rewards. It just doesn't happen that way. What's working now isn't going to work in 3 months from now. And what works in one facility doesn't work in the other facility. I could have three facilities in the same city, and each one of them, we're having to do different kinds of ads, different kinds of offers. It works different in every single facility. Keyword searches change. What your competition is doing causes change. But mostly, what's changing is Google. Google has 600 to 800 algorithm changes a year on average. Now, not every algorithm change causes changes for me on my end, but a lot of them do. And people who were showing up under impression ads or conversion campaigns, it changes when Google changes. And given I'm not the smartest person out there, and I certainly have no intention on becoming an expert on online marketing or Google ads, I ended up hiring a coach. Well, more than one coach. I've had a number of coaches. Don't just go with what Google says. Google has one particular goal. That's to have you spend the most money you can, they can get out of you on your ads. I have the opposite goal. I want to spend the least amount of money, but be effective on the money I spend and get a good return. So I ended up hiring, and you know, I've gone through a number of them, but I hire coaches. What a novel idea. I hire coaches to help me run my Google ads. My coaches are helping me place the ads, helping me set up the campaigns. We're monitoring the analytics together. And basically, somebody's got their hands on the dials and levers of our online marketing, and we don't just set something in place, set it there, and then sit back and hope that it works. Given the amount of self-storage product there is on the market, it really is critical that our online marketing be effective. Again, especially in lease-up situations. I know small investors who outperform the REITs on their effectiveness of Google ads, Google ad placements, keyword pay-per-clicks, and they're getting larger click shares of a market than a REIT is doing, and probably spending less money. I've got one person I'm coaching, but who did the exact same thing, took over his Google ad, hired a coach, and he consistently outperforms the REITs in the markets he's in. Very inspiring to me. I might have him come on the Inner Circle and talk about that. Online is such a critical piece now, and frankly, the only way I've had any effect at all is to have to do it myself, because of the amount of effort it takes to really monitor it, adjust it, change it, and keep up with the analytics and how one ad's doing compared to another. So again, I said this isn't for everybody, but it literally is for anybody who's willing to do it. So where do you get a coach? YouTube, Upwork, Fiverr. Find someone who knows Google that will coach you on running your online marketing for your facility. Give it a shot, and if it doesn't work any better than just having your website provider or whoever handle your quote online marketing, then go back to it. I haven't had results from using vendors, and I would love to be proven wrong. I would love to have a vendor out there for what equal to what we're paying or less, the cost of a coach, take over my online marketing and produce results. If you're out there, prove to me I'm wrong and there's a better way. I would love to learn about it. So that's my thoughts today about Google online marketing, searching for customers for our storage facility. And like I said at the beginning, I reserve the right to be wrong about and have somebody prove me wrong. So thank you very much. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm also the creator of the Storage World Analyzer. That's the financial analysis modeling tool we use, and one of the advertising expenses we always add in the analyzer is online marketing. So thank you very much, and I will see you next week.